Good morning, no?
Actually, I want to make today quite different. So it's not really going to be about preaching. It's one thing I just wanted us to start doing at the end of the year. Throughout the year, we've heard Mike, we've heard Steve, we've heard Leon, we've heard everybody preach to us. So a lot of words has gone into our lives throughout the year. One thing I want us to do is all those words, I want us to start putting it together so that we can, it can start showing itself for real in our lives. So this preaching today, today, I want us to do more of prayers than preaching. In our own, side, that's in Africa, we call it the crossover service, which we usually do on the 31st, crossing over to the new year. But we don't do that yet, so this is going to be our own crossover service to thank God for everything, to dedicate next year to Him, to do everything, to commit everything to Him. So the way we're going to start this, we're going to start it like a child. Normally, when you're in the house and you see your kids, sometimes you just see them sitting in the corner holding themselves together. Or sometimes you see them just walking, grumbling, not saying hello to you. You're forced to call them, come, what is wrong with you? You know? What is wrong with you? And they say, daddy, mommy, and then you did this, you did that. That is how we want to do it today, because throughout the year, I'm sure that there are things that we've been disappointed about. Things that we wanted to achieve, we couldn't achieve. Things that we promised ourselves in 2024, that we're going to achieve in 2025, and we're still not there. So today, God is saying to us, what's wrong with you? Come, talk to me. Pour yourself out. Pour your mind out. I want us, people think complaining to God is a sin. But it's not. Because Moses did it. When the burden was too much, he told God that this is too much on me. Take it away from me. He said that he even told God to take his life. What's his name? Job did it. The same thing. He complained that why is he that is faithful suffering, and people that are not as faithful as it are enjoying life. So these are not necessarily sins. It's more of you pouring yourself out to God. So the first prayer we're going to go into today is to let everything out of our chest to God. I want us to start praying about the things that we weren't happy about this year. Things that we are disappointed about, everything that we spoke to God about that we've not achieved yet, everything. Just pray to God like a baby. God understands. Please, let's start that prayer now. So we do that. You can do it any way you like, whether you want to talk loud or talk low, just do that prayer. Okay, let's start that. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for everything you've told us to do that we've not done. Heavenly Father, we pour everything out to you today. Heavenly Father, thank you for life itself. Everything that, your protection. Heavenly Father, thank you for lack of bravery. Thank you for not waiting. Thank you, Lord, for doubting you. Thank you for being so stubborn. Thank you for not listening to your words. In Jesus' powerful name, amen. Now, the next prayer we're going to go into today is, from this prayer, and this is, I don't want us to end it here, because God, when you come, if you notice in the Bible, most of the people that complained to God, God answered them. He gave them a reason why things are happening. and why those things happened and why he had to take those actions. I still want us to go back home, because God will still tell us why those disappointments came, those things that we wanted that it did not happen. He's still going to tell us that. Some of us is going to tell us that it's because of disobedience. It's because you've not learned to wait enough. Like, you just wait a little bit and you think it's enough waiting. But waiting on God is not on your own timing. It's on God's timing. So it's when God says you're ready, you're ready. It's not when you think God says it should be done. And that goes into every part of our lives. I can remember, I mean, everybody knows, yeah, I didn't have a job for a long time. And I was out of job for over 2 years. I felt really bad and everything, but I got to a state that I couldn't really wait anymore, because I was seeing things turning the other way for me. But God came true for me, and it wasn't anything special I did. I did not do anything special. That's where the grace of God is just so, so, so good. Because I was just thinking I had to have something I change about myself, something. And normally, because I'm a contractor, when I get out of job, I tend to change something about myself, and God comes true, and I get another contract. But this time around, it was different, and this is the longest I've stayed out of work. But I didn't change anything, because I kept on going that I have to change something. But God said, look, it's not what you change, it's my grace. I'm just giving you because I want to give you. It's not anything you do. If I want to do it, I do it. That is why, I mean, many people might not agree with this, but that is why even people that are not believers are still getting things from God. Because God is just showing who he is. He's just showing who he is. He's the God over everybody. Whether you're a believer or not, he's still your God. He created you. No matter how anybody wants to look at it, that unbelievers want to look at it, God is still your God. And he will show his mercy and his faithfulness the way he wants to show it. Nobody's going to control that. So now that we've prayed and taken things out of our chest, now let's start thanking God for life itself. Let's thank God, first of all, for life. And then we thank him for friends and family. Please, let's do that now. Of heaven and earth, we thank you for life. We thank you for this breath we have. We thank you for every moment. We thank you for going out and our coming in. We thank you for the family. We thank you for friends. We thank you that we have family, we have people to talk to. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Heavenly Father, Father of heaven and earth, please, let's, as we're praying, let's start thinking about, let's especially pray for our husbands and wives, especially. Thank you for their lives. Thank you for being there for them, loving you, for them being by your side through thick and thin. As we know, there's so many divorces and so many unhappy homes. I put my hands down. And, but God is protecting us all, keeping us going. Thank God for all that. Now let's remember our children alongside, for them bringing joy, bringing continuation, bringing happiness, purpose into our life, responsibility. That's godly responsibility, because that's what they are. Thank them. Thank God for their lives. Thank them to be better than you. Thank them to love God more, to bring peace and joy through the word of God to their own generation. The word of God must not die and cannot die. It must always get better. Thank God for their lives, for their health. Thank you. Thank God for their dreams. Thank you. Thank God for their own friends, so that bad friends do not come to them and spoil all the hard work you, the parents, have been doing. Thank God now for your jobs, that there's still something coming in, no matter how big or how small, it's God's doing. Thank God that you're able to do that job. You still have a leg, mouth, whatever you're using to do your job, it's there. It's not by your own will. It's God that is providing that for you. Thank God for your health. Thank God that you're still breathing. Your organs are still working. You're not on a sick bed right now. Thank God for no sudden bad diseases or anything that comes upon you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now, we move on to start praying for the departed souls, the ones that have passed away this year. Believe it or not, they started hoping to see 2026 also, but man's purposes, God's disposes. It's how God wants it, he does it. Calls the souls home to himself. So let's just pray for everyone that we know that has departed this year. Let's thank God for their lives. Let's thank God for those they've left behind. That's very important, because memories and everything are still there. Some of us will carry this for a long time. Some of us can handle it. Some of us cannot handle it. So let's just pray for every soul that has departed this year. Heavenly Father, Father of heaven and earth, thank you for everyone that's departed this year. Especially thank you for my own father's life. Thank you for allowing us to know each other, bringing joy into our life, making themselves known, teaching us the way of the Lord, being there, smiling with us, crying with us, impacting knowledge, seeking our knowledge, seeking our advice. Heavenly Father, it's not a coincidence that we met. It's not a coincidence that we knew each other. It's not a coincidence that we were family. You knew what you were doing. You brought us together. Heavenly Father, thank you for their soul, whatever they are. Please, Lord, let them be in your bosom. We thank you for all those people they've left behind. Help them, Lord. Help them, Lord. Let them see you. Let them have comfort in you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for always being there for all these families, for the children. Control their grief. Let them not lose faith in you, Lord. Thank you for even all those that we do not know that are dead, but the families are still grieving. Please help them, Lord. In Jesus' powerful name. Amen. So now let's face the end of the year. We still have about 3-4 more days to 2026. And now I want us to pray that we see the end of this year and we see beyond it. We see 100 years more, if that's what we so desire and everything. But let's pray for that. It's very important to start telling God what you want already before this is. In short, I think this is the best time before the year comes. You're already telling God what you want. So let's start telling God how we want to face this year. Focus on 2026. Focus on it right now. How do you want God to lead you this year? Now, bring all those disappointments you've spoken to God about in the beginning. All those things that did not happen, start bringing in them now and start speaking to God, telling him how you want 2026 to be, how you want to walk him out, how you want him to help you overcome this disappointment so it's not the same story at the end of 2026. You want it to be a different story this by the end of 2026. If it's disobedience that we are having, we should start telling God, walk with me. If it's the fact that we cannot wait, start telling God to give you the spirit of patience. If it's anger, start telling God to walk with you and calm you down. Thank you, Lord. If it's an adding out, tell God to start releasing it so that the Holy Spirit can flow and speak through us more. Just speak to Him so that we can recognize His voice more in this 2026 we are going. Let His voice be very clear in our mind. There's too many noise in the world. Too many noise. The phone is making noise. The TV is making noise. The radio is making noise. People are making noise. Neighbors are making noise. But we want that to subside. We want God's voice to be more audible, to be more clear in our lives. Speak to me about your health if you have any health issues. Speak to him about your weaknesses. This is God you're talking to, not man. Speak to him. He knows already, but he wants you to still speak to him about it. Speak to him about your fears. God has not given up a spirit of fear. So speak to him about it. Ask him, why is he still there? Tell him to work it out with you. We want 2026 to be better than 2025. Tell him what you want in your family in 2026. Tell him about your friends, your job. Tell him about this church. Tell him about your neighbors. In Jesus' powerful name we pray. Amen. Now we're moving on to pray about this nation. We all living here in UK, and we know things are not really looking rosy because of everything that's happening around the world. So we need to really, really pray for this nation to get it together. And when I say get it together, I'm saying that they should get it together with God. Because if you look at it, most of our politicians, they have been trying to use their own intelligence and everything to do it. Well, it's not going to get us anywhere. So let's start praying for them to start seeking God for our own sake, and for God's sake also, so that our lives can be better. We need to pray for the Prime Minister. We need to pray for all the ministers themselves, the councillors. We need to pray for the King. We need to pray for the military. We need to pray for the MI5s, all the secret agents. These are the people making this decision, whether you know it or not. We need to let God come into them so that they can seek God in whatever decision, not for their own sake, not for their own pocket, not for their own glory, but for the glory of God. When they put all this together, our lives will be better. Our homes will improve. Our dreams will start coming true. The head of every home is very important to that house. If the head of the home is good, the home will turn out to be good. Because he wouldn't allow nonsense in his home. That's why he said that for me and my house worship the God, we'll praise the Lord. We'll serve the Lord. That comes from the top to the bottom. Pray for the Holy Spirit to hold things together and stop Satan and his demon gaining momentum. Satan is really gaining momentum in the world. We need to pray for this to stop. Let's pray for the wars in the world, in Ukraine, in Russia, in America, in Nigeria, in everywhere in the world, wherever we come from Jamaica, whatever place we come from. Let's pray to God to help us. These people are playing with our lives. We need to pray to God so that they seek Him and know that our lives are precious to Jesus. They cannot toy with it. Thank you, Jesus. And for this last part, thank you. Let us move on. And this last part, I want us to now concentrate on the church itself, this church. God has done wonderful things throughout this year in this church. We might be a small congregation, but God is powerful in this church. And many of us have found peace, found happiness, found the right word at the right time. That's encouraged us. We found people in this church that have been a rock to us, that has continually prayed for us, even when we didn't know that they were praying for us. We found people in this church that they go out of their ways to do the cooking for us, to eat, to enjoy ourselves, to do everything, to go an event. We've got leaders that have gone all the ways to prepare sermons so that God's words can come true. We've got people that set up this hall, leaving their homes early. We've got the people that sing at the top of their voice so that we can hear the voice of God in our songs. Don't take this for granted. It is God working. It is God arranging His home. It is God saying that it's not the amount of the people, but it's the amount of the earth. Thank God. Pray for God for the sermons that are going to be preached in 2026. Let it be God-giving sermons. Let them touch the hearts of all the leaders that are going to preach to us, how they organize 2026. Susan, as she does the roadside, everything, it's God. Let God minister to her, every one of us. As we come to this church, let us be happy to come to church. Let it never be a grumbling issue that, oh, it's church again. Let us be eager. Pray. Pray for someone. Pray for every member of this church, for us all to succeed 2026. Nobody is going to be left out. Let us all have a testimony, wherever all the members are. Thank you, Lord, for this church. This church will continue to grow forever and ever. It will bring peace to our life. It will bring you into our life. It will bring Jesus into our life. The Holy Spirit will dwell with us forever and ever. We will be leaders through your blood. We will bring the word into the world. Thank you, Jesus, for always being there. You've never left us, and you will never leave us. Because you're a powerful God. You never leave your own. Thank you, Lord, forever. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for 2026. The 2026, the year of the Lord, to speak to us. Thank you, Father. Thank you for taking control. In Jesus' powerful name. Amen.
Thank you, Babs. Let us just spend a moment praying, and I'll include in that a prayer for the offering. Thank you, Lord, for time in your presence, time to ponder the past and look to the future. Thank you that in you all things hold together. Thank you that you were there at the beginning. Lord, we are in the palm of your hand, and for that we thank you. Thank you for your power, your presence, and your protection over us. Thank you for an opportunity to come before you and be filled with your Spirit in worship and to be inspired in prayer. We do indeed pray for our church here. We thank you for every member, and we lift before you those that are not able to come today. We lift before you Mary Chambers, Carol, Dave Broughton, in their health, those that are with family, those that are working. We thank you for every offering made this year and this day, online and in the box. Lord, we pray you bless that money and multiply it. We ask that you give us wisdom as we look into the new year. Let it be a year when we hear your voice, we seek your presence, we move in your love and your compassion and your power. Thank you that you are the God of the second chance. You are the God who makes all things new. And we give you glory. You who was and is to come, to you be the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.